I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Holograms are all around us, on DVD packaging, on book covers, driver's licenses, even the flip side of credit cards. And as a result, these small, shiny images have ceased to be noticeable. But for artist August Muth, holograms are something wondrous and magical. His iridescent images float in three-dimensional space, an exploration of the mysteries of light. His latest holograms are now on view in Santa Fe, and August Muth is with me now. August, welcome.
It's nice to be here.
We know a hologram when we see it, but most of us don't actually know what a hologram is.
Well, a hologram really operates in the realm of the photon rather than on the human scale. And what it in essence is a wave interference phenomenon, which to me is one of the most elegant phenomenons that exist in the universe. What I do is I laminate multiple layers of glass which have an emulsion on the glass, which actually captures the hologram. You know, holograms respond to any lighting condition, but it depends on what quality of light that they're illuminated with as to what you will see in the hologram. So if it's the point source of light, such as the sun on a clear day, that light is very clear and makes the holograms sharp and, you know, incredibly beautiful. If you look at a piece on a cloudy day or a diffuse lighting condition, what you will see is more of a diffused image in the hologram itself. So they change with light.
And I noticed that at least one of the pieces in the Santa Fe show had multiple lights, and each light brought out a different figure.
Correct. In holograms, there's a relationship between the light source, the hologram, and yourself. And so if you have multiple light sources of a single ring image, let's say, that are illuminating that hologram, you'll have, with three lights, you would have three rings in the hologram because the relationship between the hologram, the light source, and yourself is all integrated into one, into the hologram, holistic hologram. The word hologram is very interesting. It means whole message or whole writing. And every point on the hologram exists the entirety of what that hologram is.
In other words, what you're saying, which I didn't realize before, is that if you cut a hologram into multiple pieces, each of those pieces would represent the hologram as a whole.
As a whole, but from that certain perspective.
To someone who has never seen your work before, August, how do you describe how these works look?
Magic. It's very interesting to talk with people when they see the work. And some people, it sort of puts them into a state of almost infancy. Their eyes widen and they just experience something that they don't experience normally in our reality because there's this aspect of mystery that my work really holds. Light in space floating out in front of the material objects.
You have said that you create light that is almost tactile, and I've seen people reaching out to try and touch these things.
All the time. It's very, very common because it's a mystery. How can this exist in space? How can this blue rectangle exist in space? I have to touch it. Often there's fingerprints on my pieces because people can't resist, even though they're not supposed to, they can't resist the temptation to touch this light.
Well, we see something, we assume it's there.
Right.
I'm glad you brought up blue rectangles because you express yourself through geometric shapes, rings, circles, rectangles, bars. Why did you choose these shapes rather than maybe the human shape or everyday objects?
In my early days of making holograms, I did work that was pictorial. And I found that people had difficulty just looking at the light itself. It's really just reducing it to as minimal of forms as I possibly can so that people really jump to looking at light instead of looking at something that they can relate to in terms of an image.
And do you think people, as they go through their life, do not notice light?
It may be the most abundant element in the universe, and we have very few words for light. We have a name for shadow, but what is light itself when it is illuminating something?
Has it been a challenge for you, August, to have your holograms recognized as art rather than as some sort of technological feat?
Absolutely. I've been making holograms for 40 years now, and it has always been a challenge to work in a media that people don't understand. They almost discount it as being a gimmick, whereas in reality, it's not the gimmick at all. It's not the illusion at all. Holograms are archives of light information that don't represent reality, but they are reality. They just don't have the necessity for mass. How human beings see the world, this is the illusion. We look at light and process that light through our brain and through our perception, and we create this illusion we live in that we call reality. So it's a very interesting thing, because most people will look at my work and say, oh, very interesting illusions, and they're not. They're the reality.
I think you bring the real eye of an artist to a process that we usually would think of as technological or scientific. Was that at least part of your intention, to change the way people think about holograms and about light?
Absolutely. Holograms really, in essence, are a manifestation of a natural phenomenon. White light hits the hologram, and the hologram acts as a sieve and selects out certain frequencies of the white light and reflects colors into space. Butterfly wings, many bird feathers, opals, they all work on the phenomenon of wave interference at the same time. So they're basically like natural holograms. Many people don't understand that there's no pigment in butterfly wings, that the color in a butterfly wing is created by a small microstructure on the wing. It's called structural color. And that's basically what my pieces are also involving, is the structural color.
Are you seeing, August, progress in terms of holograms being accepted more as art?
Oh, absolutely. It's a slow process. You know, people are beginning to accept the medium for what it is and not getting tied up in the technology of the hologram, which is everywhere in our lives at this point, and it's only going to increase at an accelerated rate.
I know you've spent years developing your own process of creating holograms, part of that time in your studio in Santa Fe. Why did you go through that process? Why not just use established methods of creating holograms? What were you looking for?
I was looking for something more that I saw in the holograms that utilized the process that I utilize, which is I use an emulsion, a light-sensitive emulsion that was developed in 1840, one of the very first photographic emulsions, but it went into disuse very quickly because it was so difficult to use. So it was discovered to work well for holograms in the early 70s, and I saw one of those holograms and went, wow, these colors are just amazing. But it's very difficult to use, so most people don't utilize it because you have to coat your own glass plates. It has a very short lifetime. It requires a lot of light energy to expose it. And so most people don't work with it. I'm about the only one I know who really works with it consistently. And it creates the most colorful, beautiful holograms I've ever seen.
And you apply this emulsion yourself.
Yes.
In fact, you create the entire hologram in your studio.
Correct.
It's not jobbed out.
It's not jobbed out. My studio is the only place like it in the world. And there are many people who work in holograms who like to come to my studio and do some of their own work, and I help them and show them my process. And it's sort of a collaborative process that I find very engaging and stimulating in terms of just looking at new ideas.
New work by Santa Fe hologram artist August Muth is on display now at OTA Contemporary on Canyon Road. August, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you. It's been really a pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.